Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about rent a wheel loader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. And we're an affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar hats, shirts, jackets, gloves, boots, shoes, you name it, any kind of Caterpillar apparel, then come to this affiliate link at heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. If you have any heavy equipment that is out of work for any reason other than that has stopped working, you can always try to rent it out to the guys who cannot make good use of it or who can make good use of it and will also pay you for the renting of the machinery. There is absolutely no point to keep the machine idle. It will catch rust if it stays all season not doing anything, and then one day you need the machine and it will not just start. It's better to get it out on rent. It's better to keep the machine in active mode so that the engine remains in good working order. Heavy equipment that deals with loading construction debris have huge demand in this sector. They never run out of business, as you will always find some or other construction work happening in and around your vicinity. And whenever there is some construction work going on with it, will also involve debris that needs to be loaded. This is why you require heavy equipment that can do the work for you. And what better option can you have other than a wheel loader? When we talk about wheel loaders, it is not restricted to clearing off construction debris, but also during the season of the year when we have snow all over the road. The wheel loaders play a pivotal role in clearing off the snow from the road. You can attach a bigger buckets to gather more snow, which can get the work done faster. This, however, increases the demand of the machine amongst contractors who are incapable to buy one. So, if you have a wheel loader and you do not see much use for it for the time being, you can simply rent it out to people who need it. To find a guy our gal who will take it on rent will be difficult at task at all, or will not be a difficult task at all. All you need to do is list your machine on an online portal that deals with renting heavy equipment. And there's plenty of those websites out there. And an online portal is perhaps the most convenient and hassle-free way to list heavy equipment for rent. But before you list a loader, please ensure that the machine is in good working condition. And you will not want to give a dead one and expect to get your money in return. Always have a good working machine. No doubt that the person before taking the final call will inspect the loader and may even bring some expert along with him who will check if it is worth taking. This is why it makes ample sense to redo the machine before listing it. You know, you need to make sure it goes through a mechanic. You can even demand a higher rent, and the people will be ready to pay for it if they find it worthy. Before you list the wheel loader on a website, you need to do some research to know the rental price that you should quote. You can't quote unimaginable price, and if you do so, you will not find any takers. So try and know the market price and what others are quoting. You can then quote similar price or maybe a bit more based on the age and performance of the loader. Again, do your research. Do your research. There's plenty of websites out there you can find other people's rental rates. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.